A rich young man approaches Jesus and asks him, "What good must I do to enter eternal life or to gain eternal life?" It's an interesting question. He wants to gain eternal life. What is it that I have to do in order to gain eternal life? There's that question that is also in our hearts. Lord, what do I have to do in order to get to heaven? What do I have to do? What's the minimum that I need to do in order to get there? And Jesus is going to lead this young man on a little bit of a journey to show him that it's in losing that you gain. And he first takes him through the second set of commandments, which is a love of neighbor, to really love your neighbor. But then also the Lord is going to lead him to say, okay, do you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul? Because in the Israelite mind, when you were successful, when you were wealthy, that meant that God was blessing you. Of course, they had to try to reconcile with the fact that those who didn't follow the Lord very well were still successful. But nonetheless, if you had everything and you were successful, then God was blessing you. And Jesus is going to flip that right upside down and say, no, it's not about that, but following me. In our life, we probably tend to, we want to maximize our gains and minimize our losses. And everything, every aspect of our life is probably true, except for one. And that is in our relationship with God. It has to be flipped upside down to gain Christ, to leave our jobs and to give everything for Him and to follow Him. That's what He calls people to the religious life, and to give everything to the poor. And He calls us in not exactly more subtle ways, but in a different way to live our life, let's say, a little bit more loosely. To say, okay, Lord, what is it that you're asking of me right now? Or to be like Ezekiel in that first reading, that our very life becomes a sign that God's love has transformed my life. But a sign to those around us that this we can also gain, all of us can gain Christ if we're willing to lose everything else. But sometimes our life focuses so much on our career or on success and so on and so forth, rather than on pleasing God, pleasing the Lord. The Lord says, just follow me. Leave all that behind. That's not the most important thing. But to follow me is the most important thing. And so in a sense, we have to lose everything else in order to gain Him. So let us have the courage to be able to step out in faith, and not like this young man who realized that he had many possessions and wasn't really to let them go, so he went away sad. But the Lord calls us to happiness, to true joy, which is to lose everything else in order to gain Him.